Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
This is Tony from Planet Giza, and you're listening to CKUT Montreal Community Radio. This the crib right here, so shout-outs to every station on here, and shout-outs to you, the listener. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
So, other than that, I mean, you know, what's going on? What do you say?
Buenas tardes.
And we'll be back.
Missed your favorite show? Not a problem. Go to www.ckut.ca and follow the link to CKUT's easy-to-use archives. Instructions are on the page. 2 months' worth of archives are stored in mono and half a month's worth in stereo.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal.
If you're having trouble, please email sys@ckut.ca. That's sys@ckut.ca. Oh,
yeah! I want to be your motivator.
My name is Debi, storyteller, dub poet, partly raised in Montreal, Montreal, launching my new CD 333. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
You then are the media.
You now are the media. Are the media.
Find out who you are at CKUT 90.3 FM.
Descent through sound.
Descent through sound.
Descent through sound.
Looking for media and
its reflection.
Descent through sound.
Join us for general orientation every third Thursday, 12, 3, and 6 p.m.
3647 University, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, they're very shrewd. I must say, they're really quite remarkable in their ability to use the media.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars, and the mountain. CKUT give you the world.
Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip-searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviera de Prairie Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
www.ckut.ca and the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT, we're on the air. Live. CKUT.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
My name is Eric Donaldson, and right now I'm inviting you to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Oh, Eric Donaldson says so. Sing, tune in.
Yeah! Oh, cherry, oh, cherry, oh, baby. Can't you see I'm in love with you?
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it. CKUT. The number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Hey, this is Roxanne Shante, and of course you know I am listening to CKUT 90.3.
The rhymes you're about to hear me recite are dedicated to all of those that bite.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Ben, and you're tuned in to another edition of Heal, Black Girl, Heal.
Good afternoon, y'all, and with me, we have the director of the Black Healing Center. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Sam Samantha Nyinomunu, she did in pronouns, and I am the founder and director of the Black Healing Center. Mm.
And starting with the phrase, I am, how would you describe yourself?
So I describe myself, I am a Black queer being who hails from the mountains of Rwanda. I am a space curator, a community organizer, a lover of stories, lover of stories, all kinds. I'm a lover of a lot of stories, so all kinds of mediums of storytelling, books or oral stories, singing, dancing. As a Rwandese person, as a Black person, I think storytelling has also been important in my life, and it's important and really significant in our cultures. And so it's something that I hold dear to myself, and everything that I do towards like, how are we using storytelling and how is everyone's story being told? Because everyone has a story to tell. We can all learn from each other. Yes. So that's why I love stories. Yeah.
So I was just challenged by my Kareem the other day. What she was talking to me about is because, you know, we're talking about like the theme right now is about forgiveness. And forgiving ourselves and asking. She had told me, she's like, you know, you have perfected storytelling. When we tell our stories, we're also creating a story. Sometimes of situations that don't really exist in real life, but they exist to us. And also, as we tell these stories, it's like we're reliving the emotional attachment to them. So, you know, can you relate in certain ways? Like, how can we tell a story by sharing our story? Because we really do these not only just for self-healing, but to let people know that, you know, this is what's going on. We tell our stories without emotionally being attached to them.
But I think it's important to be emotionally attached to our stories, because I think what you're saying is when we're telling our stories, also creating a new story, and it's like the other person you're telling as well, they also input in their own kind of stories. So the story has like multiple narrators, and it's like, especially if it's a story where you're telling and it's something about yourself, I think you discover different things about who you are as a person. And it's a story about a relationship that you had. It's like, oh, how can I look at this in a different way? And so I think, honestly, there's a way for us to detach from the stories that we tell, especially if they're personal stories. But I also don't think either I would want to emotionally detach myself from my stories. I would want to be, if I was telling something, maybe be challenged, be asked questions. Curiosity is always good. But without curiosity, again, it's like emotions are, they're part of who we are.
Yo, what was the first beat? Your heartbeat. But just aside, you know, music is life and music is the soundtrack to life. But when you strip that away, what do you got? Words. How powerful are your words? You know, because words manifest things. You know, we out here casting spells and whatnot. And they say speak your truth. So I'm saying, if you had 140 characters right now to talk to God, what would you say?
But we don't. The system showing us it's really not that immaculate. He tried on this like butter. I made money with the stutter. You either hate it or love it. I'm out my business, so fuck it. It's like
times like this. I wish all my niggas was free.
Check it out, y'all. Check it out.
We came, we conquered. Now the whole world wanna be me.
Black is beautiful, y'all.
Times like this, I wish all my niggas was free. We came, we conquered, now the whole world wants to be me.
Black is power.
Let's talk about the Black Healing Center, shall we?
Yes, let's.
like, so were you just drinking tea one day and you're like, we should do this?
I love that. I mean, yes and no. No, the Black Healing Center comes from my experiences of really trying to access mental health care in Montreal and just finding really hard to find mental health physicians, especially therapists, Black therapists. But also really the idea of the Black Healing Center came from me feeling really sad and angry this past year, and being like when Black Lives Matter, the pandemic was really happening in the summer, I'm feeling so alone and not having a space to process what was happening. You can have therapy and that's great, but sometimes you need really community. And I was like, we don't have spaces like this. We don't have spaces to heal, to process the violence that comes with being a Black person in this world. And so I attended an accelerator and they were asking us, like, what is something in your community that you don't see that you'd love to see? And I was like, I would love to see a space that was really grounded in healing Black folks, because I have been looking for this space and I can't find one. I have called community organizations looking for help and most of them have been unable to help in the past. And so I was like, it'd be really great to have something that was, its intention, its first intention is, how can we help you heal yourself and as a community heal together? And so it was, I really want to continue discussion of like, how do we create the world we want to live in, you know, in the now. And so for me, the Black Healing Center is part of that, is this is a space that will exist in the present moment, but also in a future that's that really cares and centers care and love.
You know, what's so interesting is that, like, some of us, like, we can't even find that space in our own homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is so dangerous. I heard you, like, you know, I'm all up on you, right? Like,
yes.
On Instagram. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, you have your logo. Now I have your team.
Yes.
Amazing. You know, like, we really see you building it from the ground up. I want to ask you, like, what are some of the challenges that you've overcome
in come building the space?
Yeah.
Or just
or just in general.
Just in general. Oh, Jesus. How much time we get? I think I'll speak about the space right now because this is what we're talking about. For me right now, the challenge has been, there's a lot of community organizations that are doing work around making mental health more accessible. And I think a lot of community organizations that have existed for quite a while, there's a lot of separation, especially Black community organizations. And so for me, it's like, how do we work together as a community to, like, move forward? And I mean, that is one of the reasons why I'm having an event this upcoming weekend to talk about how, as a community, we can collectively work together to move forward and kind of collaborate. So we're not always, like, working separately, but, like, doing the same thing. And so it's like, how can we make sure our energy is being used to its most efficient? Challenges, as Black folks, we don't have a lot of resources. The structures we live in have made that clear. And so looking for funding right now is a little bit more challenging, of how we're going to financially make this space come into, realize this vision. And the other also challenge is that right now a lot of folks are like, go see a therapist. But it's like 95% of all Black therapists right now in Montreal have waiting lists. And so it's like all these folks were telling to, like, go see Black therapists. There's not enough Black therapists. And so it's like, how can we as a community address this issue of, like, even like spaces that are, I don't know, I call them wine sitting spaces that are supposed to give subsidized therapy. They also have waiting lists of like 3 months. Like, I remember when I was looking for a therapist a few years ago, I called one of them and they're like, yeah, we don't have a Black therapist. And also you're going to have to wait 3 months to see somebody. And I was like, well, I can't really wait for that long right now. It takes a lot of courage as a Black person to go see a therapist, especially if you're a person who grew up in homes where therapy was seen as a white thing. And so it's like, it takes a lot of courage. So to be told to wait 3 months, that's a, you're losing somebody there while you could help them. And so the Black Healing Center, what we aim to do is really create like a cohort of community practitioners that will hold group spaces for caring, for healing together. So group therapy kind of spaces, so that even if you are on a waiting list to see somebody, you still have a space where you can go and process some of the emotions you can be able to process within a group. And then if you do need individual therapy, obviously you would like be seeing a therapist after, but so that you're not just left alone to your own feelings within that waiting period. So yeah, those are some of the challenges that I'm facing right now.
Things that like that you're talking about, like funding and stuff. I mean, having experience working in like nonprofit organizations, like there are so many resources, but you have to be very specific, like, you know, you have all the criterias. Something that I noticed, rest his soul, George Floyd, is that after, I don't even know what to call it, after his massacre, after we seen what happened, I had noticed that there was a lot of funding that was going out for the Black community. Well, I don't know if I can say funding or loan. But you know, there was money. There was money, right? I noticed that it died down. Like those fundings are not necessarily reoccurring.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're still here. Again, they're loans. Most of them, they're not grants. They're not like you. We know you've been like systematically disfranchised. And so it's like when we talk about equity and equality, it's they're trying to, you know, use the equality road instead of using equity, because it's for me, I don't like that. But it's also like a lot of nonprofits are really unstable. And so it's like, I want this to be a space that's sustainable. And that is why we're still trying to figure out, will this be a nonprofit or a business? Because the goals also have like a cafe where folks can come and hang out and just have communal settings. And so some of the profit would come from the cafe and go into paying the healers that will be holding the space. So we can really have like a circular way of caring. And so it's like the people who are being cared for are also caring for the healers, because the healers also need to live. We still do live in a capitalist society, so you gotta pay your bills, you gotta rest. And so it's like, how are we creating a space where everybody that's in it is being cared for, and it's not just like one hierarchy who's holding all this, because it's a lot of labor to care for people. And so that's something we also were trying to take into account.
Yeah. stand life without you. Now me and baby got this situation. See, brother got this complex occupation. And it ain't that he don't have education. 'Cause I was right there at his graduation. Saying that this life don't work, but it's me and baby that he hurt. Because I tell him right, he thinks I'm wrong, but I love him strong. He gave me the life that I came to live, gave me the song that I came to give. Pressure on, but the seed is grown. I can't make it on my own. Summer came around and the flowers bloomed. He became the sun, I became the moon. Precious gifts that we both received. But could this be make-believe?
What you gonna do when it comes to you?
Peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He
says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because he says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands. Touch my mouth with your hands. Oh, I wanna understand the meaning of your embrace. I know now I have to face the temptations of my past. Please don't let me disgrace. Will my devotion last? Now that I know the truth, now that is no excuse keeping me from your love. What was I thinking of? Holding me from your love. What was I thinking of? You are my peace of mind. That old me is left behind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible.
He's my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. What a joy it is to be alive, to get another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance to get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Oh, what a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful. Merciful, wonderful.
Tired as time passes me by, yeah. This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother she loves you. And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Cause you're my superstar.
You're my superstar.
You are
superstar.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a pretty day. Let's go outside and enjoy it. If you got something else in mind, then I'm all for it. I will take the chance. I will take your hand. Then we'll go there. Go there. Love isn't something that you earned. It's deserve it. Love is something I can give cause I'm worth it. You amaze me. I am taking it. You're so lovely.
I can see you, baby.
If in the present, you're loving in a braver way, I wear the aura of a king and dream of a love supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it can bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Golden rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'm proud to be a superstar.
Potential. He stands tall, I feel his internal. Fine like the earth and the sea and the sky. Together we make stars, we are truly fly. I wanna paint him, take a picture of his soul. This story should be told. See, he's like everything I dreamed of, but better than the preview. Now everything he working on, it's got me saying me too. Like he food and I need blood cause he bleed. He real cause I see, it's all meant to be. Remember how to make believe. Yo, these brothers aren't your enemy. You're in a state of disbelief. Without your heart, you'll never be. So sister, sing along with me, cause your love is true.
So I want to know, like, this is for the Black community. So how
mm-hmm.
can the Black community
mm-hmm.
support?
Mm-hmm.
Donate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can donate. They can. We have a GoFundMe going right now. Mm-hmm. So folks can donate to our GoFundMe. You can find our website at theblackhealingcenter.com. If you don't have any money, you can also like share our post with people. You can let people in your circle know that this is happening. I think just spreading the word, because really information is really important, and some folks don't know that this is something that will exist, or even like other initiatives that are here. It's good to just like share within the community. We'll also have some merch at our event next weekend, so people can also get some tote bags that way. People can come to our event and really learn about what we're doing, what we're trying to do, and also get to hear about other initiatives that are doing similar work to what we're doing, because we're not doing this alone. There's like the Black Healing, there's Lavender Collective, Black Mental Health Connections, all these initiatives that are also trying to make mental health more accessible, because this is something that's really important. There's a lot of like mental, physical, spiritual crisis that's happening right now. And so it's like, how do we take care of each other? So just sharing our message with other people, donating if you can, if you don't, that is okay as well. And just showing up and that's the ways in which you can help.
Mm-hmm. I have a very strong suggestion.
Yes.
That you, and this will bring awareness as well. Mm-hmm. Doing like sondas, surveys.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I hear, mm-hmm. and when I introduce, going to see somebody or doing things to find balance, people mm-hmm. are like, well, yeah, I went to see a therapist, but my 12 weeks was up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the, oh, well, they tried to just put me on pills. They just wanted to put me on medication, and I just didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're like, well, yeah, I went, but.
So, mm-hmm.
If you can't find what you're looking for, how about you tell people that want to give you what you need,
mm-hmm.
specifically that you need?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely.
Yeah. Sorry, and like, myself, I see therapists. I have seen therapists in the past. Not mm-hmm. everybody is for everybody.
Yeah.
Therapy
mm-hmm.
and healing is for everyone. But
mm-hmm.
not every therapist
yes.
is for
yeah.
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem
yeah.
going around to see who works, and I understand when some people are revisiting their traumatic experiences and
mm-hmm.
explain themselves or go down the storyline, and they just don't want to keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think that people realize that the more that you share it,
mm-hmm.
the easier it is to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
face it, just to relieve layers. So yeah, doing a survey.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, is this just an English healing center? Is it just, or is it bilingual? Is it trilingual? I mean, because us as Black folks, we come in all shades and all nationalities.
Yeah, indeed. I think, first of all, until you had talked about therapy, yeah, therapy is definitely not for everyone. Where we're going with this space is to be able to offer a variety of healing modalities. Like therapy is one of them, but like drama therapy, creative arts therapy, like very different ways of healing. Because as Black folks, again, we're different. We all have different needs. And so it's like, how can we accommodate as many people as we can? To start off, we'll be doing English and French for right now, but the long goal is to be able to do at least like four languages. But in the beginning we will start with bilingualism.
Ma tête tourne tout le temps. Bouge et suis le mouvement. Vous ne mettez pas sur le rythme. L'ivresse coule et s'empare de moi. Et remets au combat tous ces démons qui m'habitent. À quoi ça sert de pleurer le passé? Le tempo me libère des pressions démesurées. Je veux vivre moi, fiche-moi la paix et toi. Je suis née. Souvent hanté par les tourments, tous nos amours qui donnent et résonnent, mais ça ne vaut pas la peine de nourrir des rengaines. Jour et nuit, pourquoi, pour qui, pourquoi, pour qui? Oh. À quoi ça sert de pleurer le passé? Le tempo me libère des pressions démesurées. Je veux vivre moi. J'ai besoin de rêver.
shake off your misery. Forget what you've been told. Don't be mistaken, it's time to show up and be bold. So channel what you've been through. Tell a story that matters to you. Take a peek into your mind. Let your spirit be the guide to find your way back home. You need to learn to let go. Remember, you're born free from the victim mentality. So they can call you crazy, they can call you blind, and you could be afraid, yeah, it's alright. But push through, baby, push through, and stay true, baby, stay true. Take heat, don't let your heart grow cold. There's no need to be living a lie. You gotta take control. And when the devil starts creeping, take a moment, sit still if you need it to breathe and listen. But then you gotta keep it moving. Go on and flex what your mama gave ya. Ain't nobody else gonna do it your way. And trust me when you take that leap.